This, if you were sort of drawn to the attractions of a beautiful woman, would those attractions be added to if she was a girl who was into her fruit? Because apparently this is Fruit Awareness Month. There's a month for everything. Let me speak to the nutritionist, Fiona Hunter. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning. I thought you were going to introduce me as an uptown girl. I'm disappointed.
Fiona, I bet you are. If only I knew you better. But listen, seriously, this is Ash Wednesday. This is a day of fast and abstinence. This is a day when people look forward to Easter and the lentil season. Should we be eating fruit because it's almost a penance to eat it? Or should we be eating fruit because we enjoy it?
Well, it certainly shouldn't be a penance to eat it. Fruit's delicious and, you know, we've got a wide variety. But as a nutritionist, I'm going to say we should be eating fruit because it's healthy. It brings lots of good stuff to our diet, fiber, vitamins, minerals, things like phytochemicals. And we know that these are the things that help protect against lots of the diseases that we suffer from as we get older.
Yeah, but some fruits are better than others. I love grapes, yet and all my doctor said, you know, don't continually eat grapes. You could be eating sugar cubes.
Do you know, a lot of people do worry about the sugar in fruit, but they shouldn't, because, yes, of course, there's sugar in fruit, but it's natural sugar, and it's sugar that comes packaged with lots of other good stuff, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, etc., etc. So the sugar that we should be worried about is sugar that comes in the form of cakes and biscuits and, you know, and sort of sweeties, and the sugar that we put in our tea and coffee and that sort of thing. Please don't worry about the sugar in fruit. And you know, the message from your doctor about not to eat grapes, you know, he's partly right about don't just focus on grapes. We need a variety of different fruits in our fruit and vegetables in our diet. Because if you just focus on one thing, you're missing out on some of the other good stuff that other fruit and veg provides.
But should it be fresh fruit? Because I noticed the research has been done by some of these people who might occasionally put fruit into a tin. Surely fresh fruit's much better than fruit that's going to be dipped in a syrup.
Well, again, that's something that a lot of people believe, but it's simply not true. You know, fresh fruit is good, but canned fruit, or you can get fruit frozen now, which is great for making smoothies or in pouches that you keep in the fridge. You know, you do get it in syrup, but most people now are making it in natural fruit juice. So, that's a good thing. And
so a tin of fruit in fruit juice would be much better than some other snacks you would take.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will count to your five a day. You know, there's five fruit and veg that we should be eating a day, or 10, as the report that was published last week suggested that we should be aiming for. You know, it will all count towards your five a day, and not a lot of people really understand that. And we know that we're not getting enough fruit and veg in the diet. That's the scary thing. This research that was commissioned by Dole said that 75% of adults were not getting their five a day, and here's a scary figure for you: 47% of adults didn't eat a single piece of fruit and veg every day, you know, so they had some days, but not every day. And fruit and vegetables are something that we should be including in our diet every meal, not just every day, every meal.
It's an incredible amount of fruit. You know, I'm not so sure that I could manage, like, you know, how do you get fruit into your evening tea or what you might call your dinner? Yes, you can put fruit on your porridge, you can have a bit of fruit at lunchtime, but it'd be a bit boring if you had fruit at dinner time or tea time.
You have to be creative and you have to think outside the box. So, you know, salsa. I know it's not barbecue weather at the moment, but I love making fruity salsas made from pineapple, for instance, mango, things like that, mixed with a little bit of red onion and some peppers. And that's great served with a grilled fish or grilled chicken. So, and if you make couscous, which again, I love to make because it's so easy to do, you can add some fruit into that.
I'm sort of showing my ignorance. I only eat fruit as an individual item, but when you think of it like on a skewer or whatever, there are many exciting ways to indulge.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about incorporating it into meals as well. And, you know, another thing that people struggle with is that they don't really understand what a portion is. Only 1 in 10 people in the survey were correctly able to identify a portion. A lot of people think that they literally have to be eating a whole pineapple separate to count as a portion. A portion is about 80 grams or 3 ounces if you work in ounces. Now, that's not very visual. If you want a visual guide, if you...
How many mouthfuls is that?
Well, if you clench your fist, do that now, make a loose fist, that's what a portion looks like. It's that amount. So it's you know, 2 spears of broccoli, it's 7 strawberries, it's 2 bits of pineapple. It's not huge. And if you can't manage a whole portion in a dish, for instance, you know, you might not want to have a whole portion on your porridge in the morning. Doesn't matter, a half portion is just as good.
Do you know, Fiona, on a day like today when we're doing a bit of fasting and we're thinking of turning over a new leaf, why not eat more fruit? I'm happy enough to say that, to convince people that eating fruit and vegetable, good thing to do. A pleasure having you on this International Fruit Day at the start of International